Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. All right, Aaron, go for it.
All right. Well, we are today trying to connect with a certain energy. Can you tell us which energy is here or here for today?
Okay, I heard Isis, the real one.
The real one. Okay. Can you let us know what that means?
The real spirit that is authentically real. I just heard that. The real spirit that is authentically real.
Okay. Can you tell us what your purpose is and or what you can help with?
She said that she is a fierce leader in her own right. She leads others to the truth of reality, the truth of their spirit, their leadership abilities, and their own healing qualities. She is also a mother, a teacher, a true healer, a wise being. She is everything under the sun that has been and that will continue to be. And she will direct you accordingly. That is what she said.
Okay. In which way can you help direct us?
In whichever way you need.
So you can help with both like healing, manifesting, creating.
I just heard she can without a singular doubt.
Okay. Is there anything that we need to do to ask for your assistance?
I heard yes. Yes, reach out carefully. Say her name. Feel her within yourself. Feel her spirit as she comes upon you like a flame. And ask what it is you need help with, and she will arrive to lead you, to lead your mind. Did that answer? I'm sorry, what was the question?
No, that makes sense. Okay. That's pretty cool. Okay. So why are you saying that you are the real one? What is the issue with what we currently believe to be ISIS? So like she said that she is the real
one. Oh no, not you, her. Oh. I heard your question, sorry. This is funny. She said some think they are ISIS. Some people think that they are ISIS, impersonations of her. They are falsehoods. They treasure other things and not the real one, not who she truly is, not her true manifestation, and not her wise words. Her words are energizers, she said. They bear fruit. They provide gifts. Interesting, huh?
So like she's saying people as in humans that are alive today think they are ISIS. Just want to clarify.
Yes, they pretend to be her. Like they impersonate her. I think what she's saying. Go ahead.
In terms of like channeling, like they're not really channeling her. They're just pretending.
She said precisely.
Oh, okay. Huh. That's very interesting.
And she said to notice their inaccuracies. They are troubling, she said.
Okay, that makes sense. Are there some that can channel and are channeling the true you, the true ISIS?
She said there are those who can speak her words, her true words.
Okay.
She's telling me I am speaking them right now.
Well, of course.
That I'm practicing with her, is what she said.
Okay. Okay, cool. So where I'm going to ask, so like where does like the origins of ISIS or the origins of where we started working with you, where did that come from?
Do you mean how she was created,
like, or where like she was how created? Was she created? Yeah, like was she just a thought that we decided to, or was she from another galaxy, decided to come here. Like
she said, she is a thought created from the ultimate mind, not ours alone, but what she called penultimate thinking. That's interesting.
Penultimate thinking. What does that mean?
Penultimate thinking. Do you understand?
Penultimate, like P-A-N?
P-E-N. Penultimate.
What does that word mean?
She's referring to the creator's hive. That's so interesting. She's speaking about the creator.
Okay.
That it was the creator who created her into being. Oh, she's correcting me. She's correcting me. She's telling me not to use the masculine word. She said creatrix, not creator. Okay.
Okay. Create. I need to make notes of these words here. Okay, that's super cool. I'm actually writing that.
Mm-hmm. She corrected me too. That's funny.
That's pretty cool. Okay, so I know your Greek name is Isis. Why also were you referred to as Aset?
That is her true name, and she said Aset.
Aset. Oh. Apologies.
She was reclaimed by other people in other lands, and they branded her a new name for themselves. They gave her a new title too, she said. Therefore, she is renowned as Isis, goddess of other lands, but her true wisdom name is Aset.
Is that what you would prefer us to refer to you as?
She said, that will do.
Okay, cool. The other thing is that I learned is that your name translates to Queen of the Throne. Can you give us some knowledge on why that is?
It's funny. She said she has a kingdom underneath her feet. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I hear.
Okay. What I heard.
And she said, yes, kingdom of all the lands. For a time, at least, prior to the arrival of monotheism, she said, the practice of believing in one man. Huh, this is so funny. I'm sorry, that's really well said. She was queen for a day or for a time, queen of many, of not just the feminine, but of the masculine. Many a man called upon her name to divine or for divination, she said. And she was queen of all of them until her eradication. Or, excuse me, she wants to say, until her translation, which is actually true, Aaron.
What do you mean translation?
She was translated into something else, into another type of divine feminine. And she said Christianity came calling, knocking on the door, and pulled her with them. And she's correct, Aaron. The Virgin Mary.
That's what I was going to ask.
They syncretized her with Horus, with the Virgin Mary and Christ the Child. They merged the two, she said, to be one.
That's super cool. Okay. All right.
And
okay.
And she said that's where she was left. And she is showing me pyramids. Oh my God. In sands of time, dust. For a while.
So then now are you saying you encompass both energy of Aset, Isis, and Virgin Mary?
She said, she's not saying no. She's like, yes and no. She said there is a virginal aspect to her. But rather than be only that aspect, she is more than that. She is the singular and the plural. I don't know what that means, but that really hit me deep. I was like, wait a minute. I don't know what that means. That she is not only one thing.
Okay. Well, definitely it sounds like she's not. Okay. So would people be better to connect with you in reference to the Virgin Mary, in reference to Isis, or in reference to Aset, or does it not matter?
No, she said the name matters. She wants me to tell you we need to double down on this. sorry, those made me laugh.
Let's double down.
We need to double down on this. She is not one with the Virgin. She is not the Virgin Mary. She wants me to clarify, she is not her at all, although she does help others. Her aspect is of a different nature. She comes prepared with many tools in her kit. Her energy has been present for a very long time, and she's a wise person. She would rather you call her, yes, the Queen of the Throne. Isis or Aset, which one befits you, she says, but do not call her otherwise.
Okay. So how would you ask, if someone were to decide to work with you on a constant basis today, what would you say they need to do to work with you? Do they need to create an altar? Should they pray to you every day, meditate, like
what? First she said, the first thing she said was prepare yourself to be called. Many people wonder about this, whether there needs to be a calling first or an action needs to take place. She said, she's telling me to relax for a second. Like I feel, she said, I appear stiff.
That's just normal.
Yes. She said, many are called, and many are compelled to achieve her calling. That's an interesting way of putting it. And many labor under the sun to ask her for help. She said, not everyone is a wise being. Not everyone, I don't know if I heard this correctly. Not everyone tasks correctly or not. Hold on, let me ask. Not everyone is a wise person. She wants me just to know. Therefore, she may not call upon everyone. She judges accordingly. She'll call upon you at her own will, but if you would like to work with her, she will heed her own thoughts first. I don't know if that helps.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were done. No, that's super cool. So what she's saying is essentially not everyone has the ability, or not, I won't say the ability, but Isis or Aset is not for everyone. And even if they want to, she still chooses if she wants to work with them.
She said that is a correct assessment.
Okay, just wanted to put it plain out there. Okay, and are you, Aset, more focused on working with men or women, or is it just, this is weird, something that just popped in my head, would it be more of like people, whether it's male or female, that are on the more feminine nature versus those that are on the more masculine nature? Or does it not matter?
It's interesting. She said she prioritizes what needs to get done, or she prioritizes her people. I just heard that. Whether they are of the feminine nature or of the masculine, that's neither here nor there. It is of the quality of their being, of their true selves, and of their gifts, she said, as well, and what they have been called to do. And that is what she heeds the most, who they are and under what benefit they serve, and how they have asked to help someone. That okay. is... And these things are for her to decide.
And how would somebody who is not, like, who cannot hear you or, you know, like channel you, for example, how would they know if you've chosen not to work with them?
There would be no action or communication therein. We simply would not speak. And at some point they will discover that there was no alignment or purpose for each other, she said. Okay. For their souls. Ah, this is beautiful. They will discover that there was no purpose for their souls to sink. That is beautiful. Sorry.
No, that's super cool.
It is very cool. Thank you, Isis.
Okay. That's great. And then my other question. So do you align more with more like the divine feminine energy, or would you associate yourself with that, or do you associate yourself with something else?
She said, I am divine. I am the feminine of all things, all aspects. I reinterpret, she said reinterpretate, but I think it's reinterpret what is masculine so that it may be healed, that it may be brought to the light first for healing. And then she said, cause and effect. That is the mastery of all things. It is first knowledge. It is the quotient, and it is the truth.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. What was the question?
If she aligned more with divine feminine and like this, you know, like the divine feminine that we've been talking about, or if it's just something that that's different.
Let me see. Hold on. She wants to reiterate again, like she helps to reinterpret what has been deemed masculine, so that there are more feminine qualities about it. But she wants me to again repeat, like she helps to bring that darkness, as the dark aspect of the masculine, to the light for healing. She said the feminine nurtures this. Feminine is the caretaker. Yeah, that's what she said.
She's the nurturer. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so if I were to want to work with you, you know, would, or for someone that does work with you, I don't necessarily want to say myself, but do you require people to create altars for you, or does that not matter? If assuming you do align with somebody.
She said service matters the most, service unto your fellow man, service unto others. To be useful in this way is what she requires, service. I don't know why she said this, but I'm just going to say it. She said service face forward. I don't know. I just heard that. She said also about altars. She said she does appreciate. It's interesting. Okay. I'm just going to say it. She appreciates dust. That's interesting. I don't know what that means, but I don't know if I kept thinking sand, but the word dust came out, but I feel like it's sand.
Like dust from like the corner of my room or?
No, like sand. I think she was talking about like the sand, like the dust of time or sands of time. I felt like it was, I saw sand, but I heard the word dust and I feel like it was sand.
Oh, would an hourglass be a good object to have at like an altar for you?
She said, that is unique. It can be, but she prefers other things.
What other things?
She said candles, gold ones. She actually likes like a healing salve, a balm. That's interesting. That's new. And she's showing me honey and chamomile. I feel like honey is really important, Aaron.
Okay.
And she said devotional work and caretaking is very important to her too. And of course, anything with love, love, love. But yeah, those are the things I feel like are the most important.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So how could you work in tandem with other goddesses?
She's saying, it's interesting. I just heard I work as three. I don't know what that means.
Can you clarify what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. She's speaking to me like this. It's like, you know how in witchcraft there's three, like the triple goddess?
Mm-hmm.
She's like that, like the three ages of yourself, of womanhood, she said, the young self, the middle self, and the old self. That's how she works.
What is it? The maiden?
Like, yeah, maiden, like, mother crone.
Maiden, mother crone. There we go. Forgot the middle one.
It's like that.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Stages of life, she said.
Awesome. Okay. Okay. I know we're pretty much at time, but is there any last minute message you may have for anyone else that may hear this, or just for the world in general?
She has plenty to say. She said, indeed, there are many words to take at this time. Too many. Okay. Wait a minute. I'm like, are you talking to me? Or are you talking about people? She said, oh, okay. Listen to this. She said, there are many habits of the people that need to change. Too many people are seeking attention. They're seeking fame. Their intentions are not true on this planet. They want popularity, but they do not have a true calling in terms of the work that they're doing. She said, be perceptive about this, about who is true and who is inauthentic. You will know it if you just ask. And she said, heed her words and be mindful of that. Not everything is as it seems. And also, not everything here is real.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you asked. And she was like, you asked for this. for the message.
Yeah, no, that's super true.
Yes. Well, thank you, Isis. This was really awesome. I really feel her intensely. So I just want to say thank you so much. I really felt her in my soul. It was awesome.
That's cool. Well, thank you very much for showing up today.
She said, of course, she just reminder to us all, you know, love yourself and check your temperament.
I think that one's for you.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay. Everyone, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. As I discussed in the previous episode on Introduction to Channeling, it can be, you know, difficult sometimes to connect with spirits, and it does take practice. It does take work. You know, you watch all of these YouTube videos on the various channelers, even on Instagram, who can just channel at the drop of a hat. In a personal sense, for me, I actually have to have a method whereby I ground, I clear my energy, I protect myself, and then I invoke a specific spirit or deity or elemental, whatever it is I'm trying to connect with. I have a whole process, so it does take time, and it's not something I can do at a drop of a hat. The one thing I want to stress here is, you know, when you're doing this work, number one, don't stress out if you can't connect to the spirit immediately. Sometimes it takes a while to connect to something new. Their energy needs to be in alignment with yours. And as you kind of heard during this episode, that sometimes, you know, it may not resonate, or that spirit's energy may not resonate with you, so you may not be able to hear them, and you might need to try again, or it just isn't going to connect, period. So don't take offense if that happens. There are spirits I've tried to connect with that I just can't, at least not at this point in time. And it does take work. Now, one thing I also wanted to address here is this is a practice session. So sometimes I have to ask for repeats. Sometimes it needs to be a little bit more clear for me, or I'm just allowing the spirit to speak through me when it wants to, saying what it feels like it needs to say. Do I know what they're saying when they're saying it? Yes, for the most part, but sometimes when it is coming through me and I'm not necessarily hearing it as a separate entity, then I may not be fully aware of what's being said until I go back and listen, or until Aaron is, you know, repeating it for me. So again, everybody's experience is very, very different. So if you're interested in channeling, I'll put again books that I think might be super helpful for you to get started. But what is key is the constant practice. You know, practice does make perfect. And learning to connect to a specific type of energy and then sustaining that energy for a while is only learned when you constantly practice. So it's something that you have to continuously do. But please note that as you continue to do this and then work with spirits whose energy might be way higher than yours, you might experience changes physically. And also when you first do it, it might feel very uncomfortable. You might have a headache. You might be very, very tired afterward. That's super common. Whenever I'm doing a long channeling session, I have to sleep for ages. You also have to reground yourself and clear your energy after and have an official close out statement as well. So there are a lot of things to be, you know, mindful of when you're doing this work. But when you're just getting started, number one, don't be too harsh or critical on yourself. Don't use negative words. We've talked about, you know, negative stuff already, but you know, take your time and find a very good practice buddy. This is very, very important. You know, one thing you may notice in this session and in other sessions that I may post, depending on how the response is, or if people really want me to post some of these, I'll post them every month so you can just listen, is that whenever I'm tuning into channel, it's usually easier for me if I have a partner, number one, and then they're asking questions I definitely don't anticipate, so that the answer comes pretty quickly. But also, so I'm not trying to anticipate what the answer could be, right? So it's easier if somebody is just asking me questions from the outside. I have a tendency to hear better. The information comes faster. It's a little bit clearer, as opposed to when I'm just doing it myself because I'm in my head a lot, right? So these are just, again, some tips and tricks to help you get started, because I know a lot of people really want to channel not just their higher selves, but of course, all types of interesting spirits that coexist. So you hear my mistakes, you hear me sometimes give answers that may not be even relevant to the questions, but it's because I'm allowing the spirit to just speak through me and say what it feels like it needs to say. So anyway, as I said, if you guys want more, I'm more than happy to post our sessions every month. If you think they're helpful and interesting, or even for learning purposes, you can hear my mistakes as well. But I really hope you found value from connecting with Isis today. This was a special episode for me. I go back and I listen to it. Connecting with her, she has a very strong and powerful energy. I've only connected with one other Egyptian goddess, and I'll probably post that one as well for you guys to listen to. But it does take work. When I first started connecting with the goddesses, I never set out to do this, period. So I just want to make that very clear. I started having dreams, or they were coming to me in dreams about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. And I didn't understand it for a while. And then I understood what the deal was moving forward. And, you know, I'm learning to connect. But when I first started connecting with them channel-wise, it was not that strong, you guys. I just want to make this very clear. It took me some serious practice. And even then, you know, I have to really hone in on it. So it's work, but it's good work. It's fun work. And it is truly rewarding work as well. So again, if you found these useful, let me know. If you want to hear more, let me know. I do my best. And I do think it's important for you to also hear when it's not perfect, or I'm struggling, or I have to ask for repeats, so you know that it takes a while to master, as does anything else. And yeah, this is my process. So I'm just kind of giving you a window into what this looks like. Anyway, again, I really hope you enjoyed today's show, and I look forward to posting more for you. Otherwise, everybody have a good week ahead. Take care. Bye-bye.